AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Democrats say a border wall could hold up a bill to fund the government past Friday. President Trump has promised during the campaign Mexico would pay for the wall. This is Press Secretary Sean Spicer.
In order to get the ball rolling on border security and the wall, that he was going to have to use the current appropriations process, but he would make sure that that promise would be kept as far as the payment of it.
The Trump administration says the president's tax reform plan will not raise the deficit. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
President Trump told the AP last week he'll roll out a massive tax cut for both individuals and businesses. His treasury chief says that won't make the deficit go up.
The tax plan will pay for itself with economic growth.
But most economists disagree with Steven Mnuchin, saying it's unlikely tax cuts can generate enough growth to keep the deficit from rising. The administration wants to see annual economic growth above 3%, roughly double last year's growth. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The entire Senate has been invited to the White House Wednesday for a briefing on the escalating situation in North Korea. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis in Kabul says there are indications Russia is providing arms to the Taliban in Afghanistan.
You're going to have to confront Russia where what they're doing is contrary to international law or denying the sovereignty of other countries.
Russia denies it's providing support to the Taliban. At the University of Chicago today, in his first public appearance since becoming a former president, Barack Obama said he's pondering what to do next.
The single most important thing I can do is to help in any way I can prepare the next generation of leadership to take up the baton and to take their own crack at change in the world.
Wall Street, the Dow finished up 216 points. This is AP Radio News. After her own devastating loss, Facebook executive Sheryl Sandberg says she now knows not everyone can lean in.
Sheryl Sandberg wrote a book urging women to lean in a few years ago. Now, 2 years removed from the sudden death of her husband, Dave Goldberg, she realizes she knew nothing about self-confidence.
I wrote a whole book for women on self-confidence, but when Dave died, it made me feel like I couldn't do anything. You know, how could I do a good job at work when I could barely get through a meeting without crying?
Sandberg says most public and corporate policies don't give grieving workers enough time off to recover themselves. And for everyone who's ever avoided a grieving friend or colleague for fear of saying the wrong thing, she says, don't. Sandberg's new book is called Option B. Warren Levinson, New York.
A local sheriff in Indiana says former Happy Days star Erin Moran likely died from cancer at her home over the weekend. She was 56. Police near Chicago say an errant hammer throw during warm-ups at a college track meet killed a student volunteer. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.